Hello, and welcome to A Brand New Day with BTS, a podcast dedicated to bringing you a day-by-day history and song discussion of the South Korean music group internationally known as BTS. In this week's episode, we discuss May 26th in BTS history, which includes Festa prep, tour stops, and the birth of several songs during In the Soup. We also discuss Jungkook's song My Time off the album Map the Soul 7. BTS activity last week, Saturday, May 17th to Friday, May 23rd, Korean Standard Time. J-Hope had his concerts in Macau, which were hot. We got some very beautiful photos and videos of J-Hope amidst all the amazing songs and performances. He did his usual selfie videos from soundcheck, photos the next day, and a live stream after the final show. In this live stream, we found out that J-Hope had a video feed of the arena in the green room and was watching all of the ARMY leave, except those who were getting ready for the send-off. When ARMY found out about the feed of them leaving, they posted a video of some of them picking up the confetti money through a fence using their feet and realized that J-Hope saw them doing that sort of stuff too. And if he hadn't seen it before, he saw it then because he ended up liking the video. J-Hope also appeared in a Billboard magazine interview. It has a video interview that's on YouTube, and the photos from the interview are very handsome. He's now traveled to Taipei, where he's been posting videos of delicious food as he gets ready for his concerts over the weekend. Jin has been hard at work promoting ECHO. He had a couple of Spotify and Stationhead listing parties, in which he told ARMY that he doesn't actually have a set list for his tour yet. He was also on Wendy's Young Street radio show. He had a high-touch event in Seoul as well, and another in New York later in the week. Hobi and Jin were actually in different parts of the airport at the same time as J-Hope returned from Macau just as Jin was departing for New York. Once Jin was in New York, he had an event where he lit up the Empire State Building with the colors of the ECHO album on Tuesday and then appeared on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon on Wednesday. Jin appeared on another episode of the Netflix show Screwballs. In that episode, he talked a little about the creation of Dynamite and how at first the BTS members weren't too favorable towards it. But it was the best of the bunch of tracks they were offered, so they decided to just go with it. And they were very happy they did. And we got episode 35 of Run Jin, called Mission Jin Possible. In it, Jin interviewed Tom Cruise in promotion for the new Mission Impossible movie, and then, to stay on theme, Jin had to complete a mission in a pretty garden to save the world. Over in Japan, Jin also appeared on CDTV Live, which he had recorded in late April. He sang Don't Say You Love Me at the Super Mario World section of Universal Studios. We also heard from two of our military guys. V played a game on Weverse with ARMY where he would post a photo and ARMY had to guess when it was taken. RM posted to celebrate the one-year anniversary of Come Back to Me's release. And just before I recorded this episode, he posted again to celebrate the one-year anniversary of the entire Right Place, Wrong Person album. Earlier in the week, he also shared a photo of himself getting measured for a suit and posted another photo of himself looking at something on the ground in a park. And I have to cut off the news on Friday, but as mentioned, between recording and posting this episode, J-Hope will have his Taiwan concerts. This day in BTS history, May 26th. May 26th, 2013. The official Twitter account for BTS opens. This isn't the members' shared Twitter account. This is the BTS_BigHit account, which is managed by staff and used for promotional purposes. Back on the members' Twitter account, Jin and JK tweet a selfie wearing sunglasses. Also on this day, the debut trailer was released, since it's just a little over 2 weeks until they make their debut. May 26, 2014. BTS tweet a photo of either V or JK. I apparently couldn't tell who it was when I wrote it into my document, so that'd be a fun game for any listener who wants to go investigating. They also tweet a photo of a Polaroid of RM and JK with the word one. May 26, 2015. Jungkook tweets to recommend the song Can't Help Falling in Love by Eels. Jin tweets a selfie, and V also tweets photos of himself. RM also tweets to recommend a song for the brokenhearted. This was also likely the day that they filmed their Festa radio show. You can watch it on YouTube on the Bangtan Subs channel. It's called BTS Cool Honey FM 06.13, Second BTS Birthday. It's this year's version of what became an annual tradition of sitting around a table and telling funny stories amidst discussing the previous year and their hopes for the future. They're midway through promoting The Most Beautiful Moment in Life Part 1, so they're in high spirits since their lead track, I Need You, is doing so well. May 26, 2016. They've only recently returned from Northern Europe after filming Bon Voyage Season 1, and they're about to take off to Japan to promote the Japanese version of Run There. So this day is relatively quiet. V tweets photos from the trip. Jin tweets photos of JK photobombing Jin's photography. On TV, V appears in an episode of NBC's show Flower Boy Bromance Special Edition. May 26, 2017. BTS are performing in Sydney, Australia on the Wings Tour. You can see the behind the scenes of this concert in episode 6 of their documentary series Burn the Stage on YouTube Premium. Jin is doing his heart events at the end of the concerts at this time. For Sydney, he's made himself heart wristbands. Hobi tweets a selfie and Jin tweets a photo of himself with his heart wristbands after the show. After the concert, before bed, JK, J-Hope, and Jimin get together to practice their choreography for the upcoming home party fan concert for Festa. VLive also posts a pre-recorded video of Jimin, Jin, JK, and RM getting ready on the day of the Billboard Music Awards. May 26, 2018. BTS are in the midst of promoting Love Yourself Tear. On May 26, they're on NBC show Music Core. They film a couple of Bangtan bombs there for their YouTube channel. They're called Jimin is Eating a Snack, Jin Time, and also possibly the one called Worldwide Handsome's Chicken. The one called Jin Time is the Bangtan bomb with V, JK, Hobi, and Jin, where they sing Airplane Part 2 but replace all words with Jin and continue the games with Jin's name until even Jin isn't sure what to make of it anymore. Jimin tweets thanks for the first place win they receive, as do RM, Suga, and J-Hope. May 26, 2019. BTS are in Sao Paulo, Brazil to perform their Love Yourself, Speak Yourself tour for the second night in the city. You can watch more from this concert on the BTS Speak Yourself Sao Paulo DVD. Or see some of the behind-the-scenes in Episode 5 of their docu-series Break the Silence. Suga, Jin, and J-Hope all tweet selfies and appreciation. V tweets a long thank you in Brazilian Portuguese. On YouTube, the Bangtan bomb called The Secret of BTS's Beard is published. And if that seems like a potentially sensational title, don't worry. It's a funny compilation of JK and other members playing with a face filter app on his phone that changes their appearance to look like stubbly white men or children, depending on what he selects in the app. Because it's a compilation of them on tour, it's hard for me to tell when and where it was filmed. May 26, 2020. BTS are filming episode 3 and 4 of In the Soup, season 1. It's their second day at the location. Jin wakes up first because his tent gets too hot, but eventually some of the other members join him in the waking world, and they have breakfast around 11 a.m. Jin then goes fishing. Suga picks up a book that RM brought and decides that he'll read it. That book is called Almond, and it's about a boy with an underdeveloped amygdala. Coincidentally, but probably actually subsequently, one of the songs that Suga's working on during this time ends up being called Amygdala, when it is eventually released on his album D-Day, 3 years later. Eventually, it starts raining, and a lot of their outdoor activities aren't possible, which leads most of BTS to end up sitting around the living room with Taeyong on the piano for entertainment. This is when they end up writing the theme song for the show. Suga puts a rough demo of the theme song together before dinner, using the equipment that he brought. You can also see some of the scenes from this day in episode 4 of the Disney Plus series BTS Monuments Beyond the Star. Of course, ARMY at the time didn't know what BTS were up to, and the only thing visible this day was that Break the Silence episode 6 aired. May 26, 2021. We're still in the pandemic time when everything is online and it's hard to have visibility into what's happening. They've just released Butter, so they've been recording a lot of performances. On this day, J-Hope tweets two selfies from the Billboard Music Awards and Late Show performance filmings. May 26, 2022. RM Post recommends Just Like You by Emotional Oranges and Soulful by The Indices. J-Hope shares an advertisement he did with Hyundai. Big Hit announces that BTS will speak at the White House regarding the rise of hate towards Asian American and Pacific Islanders. RM is active on Weavers chatting with ARMY. He posts about the Big Hit announcement to express his disbelief, honor, and commitment to represent ARMY well. He also mentions that he's on his way to see Jimin. J-Hope replies to RM's post and says that he just saw Jin. May 26, 2023. We're well into Chapter 2 now. Suga has day one of his D-Day tour concert in Jakarta. He's developed a cough and a dry throat, but insists that he's not sick. You can see the behind the scenes of this concert on the Bangtan YouTube channel in episode Suga August D Tour D-Day in Asia. Back in Korea, RM posts a photo and a video from a trip to an arcade. Over in France, B posts a photo with Park Bogum. At this point, only Jin and J-Hope have enlisted in the military. May 26, 2024. Everyone is enlisted, but RM shares photos that were previously posted by Team RM on the Instagram promoting Right Place, Wrong Person. And that brings us to this year, where we're getting so close to enlistment ending. J-Hope just wrapped up his concerts in Taiwan and is off to Osaka next, and Jin is busy promoting Echo. And Festa is right around the corner, which I'm sure I'll be talking about next week. Song discussion. My Time. My Time is a solo song by Jungkook that was released in February 2020 on the BTS album Map of the Soul 7. Map of the Soul 7 is the combined sections of the Shadow and Ego portions of the Map of the Soul trilogy, which ended up being a duology due to an unexpected delay. I like to play a game of trying to decide what songs would have been on Shadow and what songs would have been on Ego. In my opinion, if it had been released as a trilogy, we would have had Black Swan as the title track for the Shadow album and On as the title track of the Ego album. My Time is on the tracklist between Black Swan and On, so it very well could have been on Shadow, though it was solicited and written rather late to be intended for a fall 2019 release. So it may have been written after they had already decided that they'd combine the albums. In which case, it could be just speaking to the overall theme of the album series instead. To explain the Map of the Soul concept a little bit, though most ARMY know this well, it's based off a book called Carl Jung's Map of the Soul, which discusses Jung's perception of the self as being comprised of a public persona, a buried shadow that is most often in conflict with the persona, and the ego, which is achieved by accepting the shadow, recognizing the mask of the persona, and embracing both to be your authentic self. And I'm sorry to any psychology or philosophy majors who feel that I just completely butchered that explanation. The Map of the Soul 7 solo tracks from each member gave them an opportunity to talk about their perception of themselves, their persona, and their lived experience, and how that influences their personality, behavior, and sense of self. The official English title for Jungkook's solo track is My Time, but the Korean title means parallax or jet lag, depending on how literally or interpretive your translation is. It's specifically a reference to the effect of traveling through different time zones. The song was produced by Sleep D's and P-Dog and written by Sleep D's, RM, Jaira Gibson, P-Dog, Prince Board, Rochelle Alain, and Jungkook. Sleep D's is an American producer based out of LA. He's active on Twitter, but also has a YouTube channel right now where he's been introducing a friend and fellow musician to BTS. I really recommend checking it out. He has a lot of information about the music industry, his career, and working with different people. He was approached for a song by the A&R team at Big Hit in August 2019. He'd worked with the A&R person previously at a different company. He sent them a track called Care For You, which he had styled as a love song at the time. He didn't know that they were looking for a solo song in particular until they selected it. They worked on it together for 4 months until it was completed in November of 2019. In an interview on the ARMYverse YouTube channel called Yami Interviews My Time Producer Sleep D's, Sleep describes the beat of the song as starting dreary and ending hopeful. He considers an important part of his productions to be the drums. He likes to have strong drums on his tracks. P-Dog was the producer involved who added the electric guitars at the end, and Sleep D's loved it. According to RM, in his Map of the Soul 7 Behind livestream, RM wrote the lyrics during Bon Voyage Season 4 while they were in New Zealand. He had originally written different lyrics, but the subject and plot changed, so he needed to revise. Jungkook would revise RM's lyrics based on his own style and also made changes that would make it easier for him to pronounce or sing. One example of the lyrics that he changed was the line, "Traces of Losses," which RM had initially written words more easily forgotten. When RM heard JK's version, he liked it more. He thought it was a nice change and that JK was better than he was, and it really impressed RM and became RM's favorite part of the song. RM said the song was quite difficult to write to since the singing was offbeat and at an unexpected faster tempo than the instruments seemed to indicate in the beginning before the drums kick in. He really credits Jungkook's talent for being able to pull off the song. It also makes me wonder, with the offbeat singing, whether the theme for the song came from the track or whether the track came from the theme. Another side story RM has is that he and JK both favored the pronunciation of I can't call ya, I can't hold ya, whereas the in-house producers wanted JK to sing it I can't call ya, I can't hold ya, or hold ya, depending on how JK pronounced that DY combination. So that was an argument they had over some of the details. I like that story because it really speaks to how much thought goes into the sound of every syllable in a BTS song. This week, I'm going to talk about the lyrics of the song first, and then I'll finish by talking about the performances. As I mentioned when I talked about the album, this song is about Jungkook's experience in the world, his thoughts on his life so far, and himself as the person he is at the time the song was written. I consider this song the second of only two songs that we've been given that is about Jungkook's thoughts about himself and his life. The other one, also largely written by RM, is Begin, which I've talked about previously. Euphoria, which came out between Begin and My Time, is more about Jungkook's relationship and feelings towards ARMY rather than being about himself. Writing about his feelings towards ARMY, or writing it to communicate directly with ARMY, seems to be Jungkook's preferred songwriting topic, rather than writing about his life or thoughts that are not related to ARMY. It's one of the reasons he cited for not having any writing credits on his debut solo album. For Jungkook, if he writes a song, he wants to write to ARMY directly, rather than write something for general public consumption. He's also written Japanese tracks, of course, but we'll talk about those when they come up on the random song generator. Anyway, in both the case of Begin and My Time, RM discussed the theme with Jungkook and wrote towards it. And as mentioned, Jungkook altered the lyrics where he needed. Where Begin was about Jungkook's experience as a teenager between the ages of 13 and 18, coming to Seoul and finding a new type of beginning and family with BTS, My Time is the reflections of Jungkook as a 22-year-old that has shot global stardom in the past 4 years and lives a life far removed from the rest of his age group or even his friends. Even those friends in the same industry as him aren't living anywhere close to the life that BTS was living at this time. The song is a reflection of what he's lost and gained by walking the path that he chose at only 13 years of age, and also his determination for the future. The song begins with the line, 24, I became an adult perhaps earlier than all others. 24, of course, being his Korean age in 2020 when the album was released. When the song was written, he had just turned 22 in international age. But age system confusion aside, we start off with the loss of his teenage years, basically entering his career and therefore adulthood at the age of 15, before even starting high school. He continues in English, "My life has been a movie all the time." And I like this line because it's true on two different levels. One, you could definitely make a movie of Jungkook's life. It's cinematic, it's spectacular. But two, Jungkook has been constantly filmed since 2013. He has been filmed or photographed in some capacity nearly every single day, or at the very least, every week. As the lyrics continue, we get into how it feels to live that life, running to where the sun rises every single night. It feels like maybe he's been to someone's tomorrow, or a more figurative translation would be that he sometimes would lose a day. Losing or gaining a day happens when you fly over the Pacific Ocean, which BTS have to do quite frequently as they fly between Korea and the US most often for work-related reasons. Where I live, there's only about 7 or 8 hours of the day in which Korea isn't already in tomorrow for me. Jungkook goes on to mention his young self who felt the world was too big and had to work back-breaking hours. He compares himself to his friends, that they're riding the subway and he's in airplane mode. But the result of all that running and hard work is in the line, I made my own lotto. Jungkook has made it big. As Sugar would say, he now has the big house, big cars, and big rings. But Jungkook goes on to continue to consider the shadows of his life and the drawbacks of what he's achieved. But perhaps I was too fast. There are traces of losses. He continues in English, that he doesn't know what to do with those, and wonders, am I living this right? Why am I the only one in a different space-time? Or, a more interpretive translation, why do I exist in a different time zone and space from my family and friends? The chorus enters, listing everything that he can't do as a result of the career he's chosen. I can't call ya. I can't hold ya. It's actually a rather heartbreaking song at this point. I think what makes it more heartbreaking is that whoever you is in this song, he says they understand, with the lines, and yes you know. He ends the chorus wondering, can I someday finna find my time? The second verse has JK describing more of his life, feeling like he's in yesterday because he can't keep up with others who are walking too fast. How he grew up somehow without noticing. How although he's an adult, he still feels like a little lost kid. The chorus repeats unchanged, and then we get to the bridge. Jungkook states that when he gets suffocated, he pulls his hat low and keeps running, not knowing where he's going, even if it's towards the darkness and not the light. He finishes the bridge with, happy that we met each other, now till the very end. And then the chorus suddenly changes, and instead of saying that he can't call, hold, or touch this other person, he becomes determined that someday he will. Right now, his life of running is restrictive. But just like he made his own lotto, JK is determined to find his own time to be free, to not be separated from his loved ones, but to be able to embrace them and exist in the same space-time as them, even if he still ends the song not knowing when that time will be found. JK has only performed this song twice, both at the online Map of the Soul 1 concert, held in October 2020. Those concerts were a replacement for the Map of the Soul tour that had been cancelled due to the global pandemic. If we had gotten the tour, he would have performed the song in multiple cities, in multiple countries, multiple times around the world. For the Map of the Soul 1 online concert, on the first night he performed, he wore black leather pants and a black leather jacket over a black shirt. On the second night, he wore a mostly red with a little black, kind of batik or tie-dye pattern, pants and long overshirt, with an animal skin patterned shirt underneath. A lot of people like the red outfit the best, but I'm not a huge fan of wearing two different patterns at the same time, to be honest. And I am a huge fan of leather. So I'm a day one Mai Tai girl. I've added a stage mix that features footage from both days to my songs discussed on the ABND podcast playlist on YouTube. So if you want to check out the stage mix and make a judgment for yourself, please feel free. In the performance, the stage reflects the theme of displacement in time. As Jungkook begins the song dancing and singing in front of many screens that are displaying his performance, but on differing amounts of lag. So the screens move after Jungkook by perceivable milliseconds, perhaps different from each other by even harder to perceive milliseconds. In the dance break between the second verse and the bridge, Jungkook makes his way between two stages, dancing down a pathway that's lined with cameras. Now, those might have been incidental due to broadcasting the online concert, but it makes for a stunning visual of Jungkook dancing, sometimes on his knees, flanked by numerous shadowy cameras in the dark, towards yet another silhouetted shadowy cameraman that's capturing the straight-on view for the live-at-home audience. Part of the reason that Jungkook can't call, hold, or touch someone isn't just because he's in a different time zone, but because every single thing he does is likely to be captured on camera, scrutinized by both fans and media, and fundamentally his private life is hard to keep private. Even while this very song was being written, Jungkook found himself in a quote-unquote scandal in which somebody leaked CCTV footage of him hugging a friend at the time, who happened to be female. Now, you already know I fly into a rage when I talk about Korean media, so I won't do that. But despite this footage being obtained illegally, and it being none of anyone's business who Jungkook hugs and for what reason, the image was spread everywhere. Jungkook ends the performance doing a vocal riff while surrounded by dancers. At the very end of the song, they lay down to form a clock face, with the hour and minute hands pointed to 6:13, BTS's debut date, while Jungkook stands in the middle looking up at the overhead camera. It's a fantastic performance, and I wish we'd be able to get more performances of the song. Like the rest of pre-2020 ARMY, I'm still mourning my Map of the Soul tour ticket. So maybe I'll finish this discussion by asking, do you think that Jungkook's situation has changed since he and RM wrote this song? The pandemic changed a lot of things, grounding BTS for nearly 2 full years. Do you think that Jungkook managed to find his time? Now, of course, he's just finished up his military service, which was mandatory, and therefore I don't think that counts as him being able to find his own time. He's literally trapped in military time until June 12th. But on June 13th, BTS's debut day, and the closing image of his My Time performance, he'll once again be free to run towards the sunrise again, and possibly find his time. And now it's my time to spin the random song generator. So I will pull that up. All right. And the winner is Mayu by JK. So it will be another JK song, but it actually works out great because it's a Festa song for Festa. Because next week will be basically be my Festa episode. Because my next two episodes are landing on the... Oh, no, it's the second. Oh, yeah. So my next two episodes are landing on the second and the ninth. So both are before Festa. So might have been better to save it for the ninth. But the second, also part of Festa. It'd probably be when Festa kicks off. Usually it is. So that's exciting. And that brings us to the end of this week's episode. If you'd like to discuss this episode, or next week's song, or have a say in what song gets chosen in the future, you can find me on Patreon and Ko-fi at A Brand New Day Pod. You can also find me on Blue Sky at A Brand New Day Pod, or you can email me at abrandnewdaypod@gmail.com. Thank you. Have a good day.